Eldoradio zum Mitnehmen.
So, die Musikzone auf Eldoradio ist hier beim Wayback When 2017. Es ist noch Samstag und ich sitze jetzt draußen vor der Pauluskirche und zwar wieder nicht alleine. Nein, ich sitze hier mit Martin de Voldere von, ihr kennt ihn wahrscheinlich auch noch als der Sänger mit der tiefen, rauchigen Stimme von Balthasar, aber auch mit seinem Solo-Projekt Warhouse spielt er jetzt hier. Martin, who hat it?
I'm good. I should speak English, right? I'm good. I just had I have a glue wine in front of me. It's raining, but it's a great combination, rain and glue wine. So I feel good.
That's absolutely true. And you're going to play here at Pauluskirche at 9:30, I think, or 9, something like that. How is it for you to play in a church? You just did the sound check. Is it rather a challenge or curse or a blessing to play in a church acoustic-wise?
I think acoustic-wise, it's not the best. It's good for like singer-songwriters and such, which, you know, play slow songs and with not too much rhythm. But we have lots of groove in our set, so that's not perfect. But then it's a good PA and it sounds good. That being said, what I really like about playing in a church is the setting. I like to think of my music as very Catholic and religious, so it's a good match.
In your current single Mad World, you got the lines that you got your God and who will forgive you, something like that. Are you a religious person or spiritual in any way?
No, not really, but the girl I was singing about was, anyway. Not really either. Spiritual. No, I'm not. I did all the communions and stuff like that.
For the money, like I did.
Do you earn money with it in Germany?
Yeah, usually the whole family and friends come together and then you get a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, the presents, yeah. Yeah, true that. I had like my first hi-fi installation from the money I got from aunts and uncles. No, not really religious. I feel some kind of respect when I enter a church, it has some kind of humbling effect on me when I enter a church.
I've seen you you play this year at Dour Festival in Belgium, which mm-hmm. was a great show. And part of the of the show, or maybe of you, is smoking. That's part of it, right? Like, how are you gonna do it today? Because during the set there was one part where it was only instrumental and you just behind the curtain, had a cigarette. Like, how are you gonna do that tonight?
Mostly when I do that, it's because I I already had, like, I drank too much. I don't do it every show, and I don't do it in church. I'm gonna like light candles, I think, instead.
All right. When I saw your show at Dour Festival, like, there were these three words that popped into my mind, like, to describe your show, was like smoky, mysterious, and sexy. How would you describe, maybe not in three words, but how would you describe your music and your shows?
Oh man, I hate those.
You hate those? Oh, okay. We can skip.
I think you did a good job. I'm happy with that description.
You've written your album, as if I read it correctly, on a boat. You've been living on a boat for a while. How long was that, and why did you decide to live on a boat?
Yeah, I worked like super long on the first record, like 5 years. But like at the finishing stage, it was very hard for me to focus on like finish the whole record. You know, like. Because I was touring with Balthazar, I was playing lots of festivals, and it was summer. And when I got back in Ghent, I went out. It was beautiful weather. I went out with friends, and you know, so it was like one big party, and I couldn't find the focus to finish it. So there was a friend of mine, and he has a boat, and he went to Brazil for a half a year, and asked like, can I use your boat during that time you're off? And so I moved all my stuff, like my home studio, into like that little boat, and like every time I came in Ghent from a tour, then I went off with the boat, not super far, but just like outside of the city where there's like lots of green and where it's super It's peace and quiet, and that was good. It sounds very romantic. It has like disadvantages. Like I'm not very
no Wi-Fi.
I'm not like this kind of gypsy guy. And yeah, you don't have Wi-Fi. You don't. You. But the thing, what was really funny is that it seemed like a very adventurous way, or like independent and detached from society. But like my kitchen was full of equipment gear. So like I spent like the whole budget of the record label. For that record, I spent it on like a tritter, you know, a service that brings you food, but like fancy food, you know, like for like wedding parties and stuff like that. So, I was living on the boat, and then at night I called like to such a service, and they brought me lobster, and like it was very decadent. So that was where all the money of the recording went to, because the rest I did it myself, so it wasn't expensive. So
I mentioned that I was to Dur Festival this year, and there was one band that I haven't heard of at all before. It was Bazaard from Belgium, and they have songs in Dutch. Yeah. So there was that one song "Ik hoor zijn echo in mijn oor" or something like that, and people went crazy. Of course, it was in Belgium, so many people knew the songs. But why did you didn't you decide to make songs in Dutch, in your language?
There are a couple of reasons. I grew up with English music. I mean, all the music I loved in my teenage years was English music. I didn't listen to Dutch music. Second of all, I have like a very severe accent, because where I'm from, I'm like from the seaside in Belgium, and so my market would like limit itself to West Flanders, which is like it's I don't know 400,000 people, because like at the other side of Flanders they don't understand me. So that would be a bit boring. I mean, I love touring and going abroad, and I like these guys of Bazaar. They're like super famous now in Belgium, but they can't tour out of it. You know, and you can go to the Netherlands and that's it, and maybe like South Africa, but even there they're not gonna get the lyrics.
Yesterday, your co-singer of Balthazar was playing here at the festival, Jinte. And are you? I mean, probably you're still communicating once in a while and texting or whatever. Like now that he got also his solo project, like do you talk about that? Like, yeah, how is it? Is it weird? Like, he's got his, you got yours. Do you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, now we've been touring so much, so it, like we saw each other last week actually. But that was more of a business meeting to talk about like the future Balthazar plans. I mean, especially in the beginning when he was already playing long before he released his record, and like I went to his shows, and my album was released, and it was really cool because we've been playing together for like 13 years, and after a while you start to forget that your bandmate is very talented. I kind of needed it for him to be like in his own project on stage, and me in the audience to realize like, fuck, my compagnon de route, he's such a talented motherfucker, and it's really cool to rediscover after all these years, you know. So it's cool.
And personally for you, like, what are advantages and disadvantages of making solo records? I mean, of course, you said it's not like you're doing how do you say, like you take yourself back in Balthazar. It's not that way. But how is it now that you're your own boss? Like, are there, which advantages, disadvantages do you have?
What I like about it is that it's the crew and like the machine around it, it's smaller again. Like, we don't tour with the tour bus, and we don't have like two roadies and all of that, which makes it like I kind of like that. It's more, you're more what's the word, flexible to like, you know, take spontaneous decisions, you know, because it's not like a big machine like with Balthazar. So that's cool. And I mean, for the rest, it's just like to be on stage as a solo artist. I kind of like to exaggerate my personality, and I think if you do it in a band, then you're like an attention whore, you know. But now I can do it like and be like the narcissistic frontman, and people expect me to be an attention whore, so it's all okay, you know.
Sweet. let's take a look at the future, because you just mentioned it, that it was like sort of business meeting with Jinte and maybe probably the rest of the band too. Like, when are you going back in the studio? Do you have plans and maybe also releasing something? Like, is it next year? Did I read it correctly? That next year you're gonna go to the studio again?
We're going to studio this winter, and we're gonna release like in a year, like. After the summer, next summer, yeah.
Do you already have like
songs?
Yeah.
No. No. But in fact, like, I didn't plan this second Warhouse album much long beforehand. So, like, basically every idea I had still left is now in that record. So I need to start over again, which is good. Because I think with Baltar, we need like reinvent ourselves and have like a really clean sheet to start to work with, because we don't want to repeat ourselves. I'm looking forward to, like, I kind of feel the pressure that I really need to write like the next couple of months, and that's a good feeling. I kind of like that.
All right, so thank you so much. Thank you, Val, and it was a pleasure, and enjoy the show.
Thanks, man.
Ein Podcast von eldoradio.de.